2 Kings chapter 3. I'm going to preach to you this evening on what to do when things look impossible. What to do when things look impossible. Have you ever been in a situation in your life when you thought, I can't make it? I just can't make it. Brother Jonathan, I can't make it through this. It looks impossible. But before we even get started, I've got news for you. We serve a God of the impossible. Amen. We serve a God who says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We serve a God who loves us, who wants to answer your prayers, who wants to answer my prayers. We serve a God of the impossible. Look at 2 Kings chapter 3, down in verse number 9. Here they are, they're traveling. The Bible talks about the king of Israel. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah and the king of Edom, three kings here, they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was what? No water. Can you imagine all these people traveling and having no water? Now, you could survive a long time without food, but you cannot survive a long time without water. You will dehydrate. That's why when I took y'all to camp, I was always like, drink water, drink water, drink water. They're going to run you ragged, drink water. Why? Because you'll dehydrate. You will dehydrate, especially chasing those pigs. You will dehydrate. He said there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. Look at verse 10. The king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord had called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a what? Prophet. He said, wait a minute, guys. There's a preacher in town. Look down in verse 14. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. But now, bring me a what? Minstrel. Say, what is that? A person that plays an instrument. Bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of what? Ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. Here comes the preacher. He says, hey, bring me a musician. The musician comes, he starts to play, and after that, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and said, tell all those people to go out and just start digging ditches. Just dig ditches. There's no water around. He said, just tell them to dig ditches. Everything will be all right. I'll fill it with water. So the prophet, the preacher, gets out there and he looks to all these people. Can you imagine how crazy this must have sounded? Honestly, how crazy this guy sounded. Elisha went out to all these people and he said, hey, go tell your people to just start digging holes. You're not going to see rain. You're not going to see wind. But I promise you, God's going to fill those ditches with water. And you're going to be able to drink the water. It's going to be good water. Can you imagine how crazy that preacher sounded? Can you imagine if our preacher comes up to us? He says, you know what? We haven't had any rain here in Texas. Y'all remember how big the gaps were a couple years ago when it had not rained? We went through that dry spell. I mean, the gaps were like a foot wide. And I mean, you could see down a couple feet into the ground. I mean, it was gappy. It was bad. I mean, you could step in and disappear to China or something. That's how big the gaps were. Can you imagine our preacher coming out to us and saying, hey, you know what? I had a word from God. I want everybody to start digging big ditches in the backfield. God's going to fill it with water. Can you imagine how crazy that sounded? But with God, nothing is impossible. I said, but with God, nothing is impossible. We serve a God that can fill the ditches. We serve a God that can bring the water. Let's keep reading. Verse 18. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites into your hand. The preacher's up there. He's like, dig ditches. God's going to fill it with water. Not with rain and not with wind. It's going to come straight from God. After all, this is a light thing for God. It's an easy thing. Look down at verse 19. And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city that fell, every good tree, and stop the wells of water and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, here we go, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was what? Filled with water. Not just the ditches, the country. The country. They woke up the next morning, it's time to eat. They come out and water just started pouring out of everywhere. Water just started pouring out of everywhere. You say, that can't happen in my life. You say, I have some impossible things going on in my life. And Brother Jonathan, I just don't think I can make it through. How can I get through this impossibility? How can I make it through this? Brother Jonathan, I just don't see a way. I just don't see a way. What to do when things look impossible? Number one, listen to your pastor. Listen to your pastor. Who's the man that they went to? The preacher. They went to the preacher. You got a problem, you go to your man of God and say, preacher, I've got this problem, I've got this issue, I need you to pray with me about it. Hey, you could go to your youth pastor, and I can pray with you about it. You could go to your mom and dad, and they can help you with it. But guess what? Don't try and do it by yourself. Don't try and get through it by yourself. So many teenagers think, I'm smarter than everybody else. I can do this. It's okay. And you start going against the teachings of our own pastor here at Parkside Baptist Church. It doesn't matter your family philosophy, and it doesn't even matter your philosophy. God has given you one man of God in your life. And if he says, don't do this and do this, if you go against that, you are going against the very person that God has placed in your life to lead and direct you spiritually. Who did they go to? The pastor. They went to the preacher. They went to the prophet. You say, Brother Jonathan, I've got an impossible thing in my life. I've got something impossible going on in my life, and I don't know how to make through it. You go to your preacher. You go to your preacher. Your pastor can help you through things. Your pastor, God gives your pastor wisdom that he doesn't give anybody else in the church. God gives our preacher wisdom he doesn't give the youth pastor. God gives your preacher wisdom that he doesn't even give your parents. God gives your preacher wisdom that he doesn't give your youth pastor, your bus worker, your bus captain, your Sunday school teacher. God gives your shepherd of this church wisdom. So how can I make it through this impossible time, Brother Jonathan? Number one, listen to your pastor. Number two, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. You know why a lot of teenagers mess up? It's because they were not prepared to face the challenge. They were not prepared mentally. They were not prepared spiritually. They were not prepared in their heart. They've been doing things in their life they shouldn't do, and they weren't prepared. How do I get prepared, Brother Jonathan? You know who the first thing, what the first thing Elisha did? He called for a minstrel. He said, bring the musician. I want to hear some good music. I want to hear me good music like Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I want to hear Revive Us Again. I want to hear Send the Old Time Power, the Pentecostal power. He said, bring in that minstrel. Let him start playing. When he started playing, look down in verse 16, or verse 15. He said, bring me a minstrel. And then what happened at the end of the verse? When the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. Get yourself prepared. The reason sometimes teenagers can't make it through their trial and their trouble and their impossibility is because they're listening to the wrong music. They're listening to the wrong music. The music you listen to is very important in your life because music sets the tempo of your heart. Music sets the beat of your heart. You start listening to the wrong music and your body starts to want to shake in directions God did not intend it to shake. You start listening to the wrong music and your heart begins to flutter in ways that God did not intend your heart to flutter. We were at the Texas State Fair and they have one of these rides that's like a flying saucer. And you get inside it and strap yourself in. And as it spins, it shoots you up higher into the saucer, you know. Well, a long time ago, when I was a kid back in Union City, and our preacher was pastor up there, we went to a state fair, or maybe it was a city fair or something. I don't know. But it was a little fair that we went to. And I got on that ride. And I remember to this day how that ride felt. As soon as the door shut and they started spinning that thing, heavy metal rock and roll came on the speakers. My stomach started to vibrate with the music. My heart started to race. I started to sweat. Me as a kid, listening to that music, I started to sweat. I got off of that thing and felt like I had been in a demonic place. Why? Because of the music. Now you go to our state fair and you see that same ride. It brings back that same memory to me every time. And I think, I will never get on a ride like that. I will never get on a ride like that again. That thing messed with me. That thing messed with my heart. That thing messed with my stomach. That thing messed with my mind because I got on a ride I shouldn't have got on and it played that music and I was stuck. They shut that door and I couldn't get off as a kid and it messed with me. Messed up my mind. Messed up my stomach. Why? Because the music you listen to can damage you. It can damage you. That's why I'm thankful for the music we have here at Parkside Baptist Church. Honestly, the music that you're listening to, just think of it like this. Would that same music be allowed to play on the speakers here at Parkside Baptist Church? The music that you're listening to, would it be allowed to play through the hallways of Parkside Baptist Church? Or do you know it would make your preacher uncomfortable? And you know, preacher would say no. If you know that for sure, then you're probably listening to the wrong music. And it's no wonder when you get to a church like this that you think, you have trouble listening. You have trouble paying attention. You have trouble paying attention to your own mom and dad. You have trouble paying attention to your own preacher. You have trouble paying attention and obeying the things that the authority says to do. Why? Because you're listening to the wrong music and your heart has not prepared itself for the things of God. And it's no wonder when something happens in your life, you can't make it through. Why? You haven't prepared yourself. You haven't prepared yourself. How did Elisha make it through that thing? How did he tell them what to do? I'll tell you how. He prepared himself by listening to the right music. Amen. To the right music. Man, after they get through singing around here, I just want to get up and have a holy conniving fit. Sometimes some of the songs, they see the choir, they get done singing, I just want to stand up. You seen Brother Walters? Man, he'll throw both hands in the air. Wow! Like that. He's having a holy ever-loving fit right there in his 18 inches of pew. That's what he's doing. Yeah. Why? Because the music prepares your heart. The music that you're listening to, what is it preparing your heart to do? I worry about kids and teenagers who run around with earbuds in their ear listening to music all the time. If I were to pull the earbuds off your ears, stick them in my ears, would you be embarrassed by what you're listening to? And I'm just Brother Jonathan. God knows what you're listening to. He doesn't have to pull the earbuds off. God knows the music you're listening to. And you wonder, why can't I get through this trouble? Why can't I get through this trial? It just looks so impossible. I'll tell you why you can't get through it. Because you are facing the impossibility unprepared. You're not prepared. Your heart's not prepared. Your mind's not prepared. Your emotions aren't prepared. Why? You're listening to the wrong music. How do I prepare myself, Brother Jonathan? First, you got to listen to good music. Then you have to work by faith. You have to work by faith. What did he tell the people to do? Go out and dig ditches. They were digging holes, empty holes in the middle of fields. That's all they were doing. Why are we doing this? Just don't understand it. Just don't understand why preachers ask me to do this. Just don't make any sense at all. It's because preacher was trying to help them understand when you're working for what God tells you to do, it doesn't have to make sense. God's got a better picture in store. You just work for God and work for God and work for God. And it doesn't have to make sense. You say, Brother Jonathan, it doesn't make sense why you tell us we need to come to Young Fundamentalists. It just doesn't make sense why you tell us we need to come soul winning. It just doesn't make sense why we need to dress a certain way. It just doesn't make sense why we need to act a certain way. I just don't make sense of any of it. The reason we're doing that is because we're trying to help you work by faith. We're trying to help you work by faith, because by working by faith, you're preparing yourself to face an impossible trial.
Right, amen.
After they listened to good music, and after they worked by faith and digging those holes in the middle of nowhere, God filled them with water.
Him.
But if they had not prepared, they would have had nothing to store the water in, and the water would have just flowed by. You wonder why some teenagers get it and other teenagers don't? Because some teenagers have prepared themselves and others have not. You wonder why some teenagers, they never seem to grasp it. And other teenagers, they seem to get it all the time. It's amazing. They'll fill out a decision card all the time. I mean, it's amazing. They're happy with their parents all the time. Why? They've prepared themselves. They've prepared themselves. How you doing tonight? Can't get through that impossible trial? It might be because you're not prepared to face it. You haven't prepared yourself. It might be because you're listening to music you shouldn't listen to. And you listen to me. The devil is the prince and power of the what? Air. Sound waves travel through the air. You hear music in the store. You hear music at the restaurant. You hear music at the gas stations. You hear music on the games that you play on your devices. You hear music on the TV shows. You hear music on the movies. If you're not careful, you'll let yourself listen to those things so much, even if you just turn it down. You don't turn it off. You don't change it. You just listen to it so much that it's no wonder you have an attitude, because your heart is not prepared. Your heart is not prepared. I want God to do a work in my life. You want God to do a work in your life? You got to get prepared. You want God to bring the blessings of floods, the floods of blessings into your life? Get prepared. Say, it doesn't make sense. The things I'm going through, why God would let me go through this, it just doesn't make sense. Why I still need to be faithful to God and come to church, just doesn't make sense. It'll make sense in the end when God sends the floods of blessings, because you were prepared. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.